guys, you're welcome one more time to another wonderful episode of the Wind Online Entrepreneurs, and thank you so much. Now, if you are tuning in for the first time, yes, this is a Wind Online Entrepreneurs, where we as online entrepreneur talk about what makes us win online and talk about tips on how to grow and scale our business online. Now, this is for you if you have an online business, and if you are aspiring to have an online business, you're still welcome here, and you're going to get tips on how to do it. Now, my name is Essie. I'm your host here, ever willing for you, and I'm an internet entrepreneur. So today, guys, in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you people, you guys, a very powerful thing that I feel it's key. Now, one thing that doctor is going to tell you is you have to avoid stress. You have to avoid stress. You know, stress can bring about sickness, stress can bring about disease. So many times when people see the work that is in entrepreneurship, they tend to be like, I don't have time for that kind of, you know, stress. It's too stressful. I mean, if you have been there before, because I laugh a lot of time. It happens a lot of times in online entrepreneurship world. Now, you see people coming in with a mindset of freedom. Now, what does freedom mean to you? Now, they just feel like, oh, my work is too stressful. And if you, or someone just come and tell them, you can just be working 2 hours a day and have thousands of dollars roll in. Now, I mean, it's so, will I call it amazing and crazy? Because by the time they step into it, they discover that it's a lot more harder than they thought. And they just, that's why the grave of online business owners is getting filled up by the day. Because there is nothing like overnight success. Listen, if you want anything in life, then that's one of the greatest lessons I learned. You know, when I read one of those books, Internet Millionaire, those of you that know my story, you know, I got really excited. I called my business partner and I was like, oh, we're going to do this and we'll make millions overnight. And we made mistakes, but months went by and we made absolutely nothing. And it got to a point my partner told me, I'm sorry, I say, but I can no longer invest in this again. And I was really shattered, pardon my English, I was really shattered, and I didn't know what to do at that point. And then I learned a very valuable lesson during that period, and I learned that really, I claimed that I wanted that life of freedom, that it was not going to come at a platter of gold. And every entrepreneur you see today that you celebrate have paid the price for greatness. Now, greatness is not for mediocre hearts. If you want to become an entrepreneur, you have to be willing to endure pain. And online entrepreneurship is not any different. Online entrepreneurship is not any different. So basically, a winning online entrepreneur to me, I feel, is that person that has been willing to, you know, go through pain, you know, and still come out, has faced all the odds, has faced all the troubles, all the obstacles, all the failures, and still yet did not give up. That's what makes people win online. Not because they just came and while they slept, the sales came in without putting in the work. So that mindset, I think, is one of the mindset that has to stop. Even before I began to get my wins online, I knew how much it took me to be able to sit down and learn. Now, you have to be willing to learn. So one of the things that people see in entrepreneurship now is because they see it as stressful and they just back out. Like I said, not everybody, if you think entrepreneurship is just rice and beans and you can have freedom and everything, yeah, the freedom comes, but you have to be willing to work more than 8 hours. If you want that freedom, I think a 9-to-5 job is actually better, because many times, even I myself, I lock myself up in the room like 24/7. I totally deny myself of so many things. You know, things I like it when I lock myself up and I need to work on a particular project. Many times, sleepless nights. Many times, I'm thinking about my offers, thinking about my funnels, thinking about a lot of things. What is not making this thing convert? And you have to be, like I said, you are as an entrepreneur, you are in the front end, you are in the front ladder, you are the one people are looking up to. In as much as you're going to hire your team to do all these things, your team is waiting for you to give the command. So you are the front end person, you are the leader. and you cannot afford to slack. So you have to be constantly thinking. So those stressful things are one of the things that people like, oh, I can't do this. And stress is actually not good. But listen, there are two kinds of stress. Now, the first stress is what I call the you stress. Now, the you stress is the growth stress. Now, it's a kind of stress that comes when you're about to step out of your comfort zone. By the way, if you want anything good in life, I mean, if you want that freedom, it won't come at where you are right now, I bet you. It's going to demand that you become a totally different person. If you are still thinking about being the same person that you've always been, and you want to actually grow, it's never going to happen. As crazy as it sounds, it's never going to happen. So, you stress is actually a growth stress. I remember Dean was saying recently, you know, they did one of the greatest launches in history, made over $10 million. But one of the things he said was, in all his life, or number of years he has been working, he has never been so stressed like the way he has been. But look at it, the stress paid off, right? But if it's the type of person, I'll be like, oh, I don't want stress. I don't want to stress myself. I don't want anything that will stress me. And just sat back. Nothing is going to happen. So the you stress is that growth stress. And I always want my clients to go through that. And I would encourage my students to go through the you stress. Stop waiting for things to fall in your laps. I mean, it does not happen. You have to be willing to step out there and go get it. So once you know your goal, it's going to demand you. If you want to get to another level in life, it's going to demand you do something extraordinary. And you have to be willing to stretch yourself. That's what differentiates the ordinary from the extraordinary. That extra hours, that extra time, that extra sacrifice. So that stressful time, many times when people are sleeping, they feel to get back from work and go to bed, or maybe the typical other businessman, I call him a businessman, just get to bed and just wake up tomorrow morning, goes back to business. But an entrepreneur, you know, you're working on a project, you're willing to stay up late. Now, it's going to turn on you. I can't count the number of times I've been really stressed. People look at my face and they'll be like, okay, what's wrong with you? I've been really stressed. I put up a lot of things, social media, get out, a lot of parties, a lot of social gatherings and all of that. But it pays off, right? Because after that funnel is built, it began to bring me tons and tons of money. So when I'm building a funnel, people know when I'm building a funnel, like I lock myself in the room most of the time. That period for me is a use stress. And what happens during the use stress? You actually grow, you expand. It's just like a rubber. When a rubber expands, what happens? It can never contract again. Now let's talk about de-stress. Now de-stress is the destructive stress. Now that's the stress that actually going to affect you badly. Now what are those examples of de-stress? Now when you begin to worry about things, it's going to affect you. When you begin to worry yourself and begin to think and begin to have high blood pressure, it's going to affect you. So what should you be focusing on? If you listen to my episode of my podcast where I actually discussed about focusing on sales generating activities. If what you're doing is geared towards helping you build your audience and generate sales, then that kind of stress is good. But if what you're doing is not bringing any results, to your business, then that kind of stress is a destructive stress. Now, whereby people tell you have to rest, you have to sleep, very true. But if there is a work to be done at hand, that's not the time for you to sleep. I rest a lot, definitely. But when I see there is a work, especially when I'm building a funnel, when I don't build funnels, I mean when I'm thinking about offers, writing copies, at that point, I'm willing to stretch myself, no matter how tired I am, when I'm creating courses. So this stress, you stress. So what kind of stress should you want? You stress. Be willing to step out of your comfort zone. Be willing to stretch yourself while others are sleeping. Wake up 4 a.m. Wake up 5. It's not really I'm not saying, now this is a disclaimer, it's not a standard thing that if you wake up by 4 a.m. But I'm just saying that we're willing to do what others are not willing to do. willing to step out. Normally, if you normally do things, let's say you normally wake up at 5 a.m. on normal day, for instance, and you want to scale your business, at least be willing to wake up by 4 a.m. and do some within that 1 hour. If you are focused, and that's where it's key, you're not being distracted with social media and all the likes. If you are focused on sales generating activity, that 1 hour can bring about millions of dollars into your business in the long run. You may not understand it, but if within that 1 hour you're focused on sales generating activity, take note, I said sales generating activity, that 1 hour can bring about millions of dollars in your business. That 1 hour, it may not necessarily mean you must be up working. It could just be 1 hour when you are thinking and strategizing. It could just be 1 hour when you are, you know, thinking about trying to put yourself in a very quiet state and trying to bring about ideas that will take your business to the next level. It may not necessarily mean you must be working and probably writing Facebook ads or probably doing all those things. Nah. In fact, the main thing is actually that for you to think. That's one of the greatest assets of an entrepreneur. For you to think, how can we do this better? How can we do, that's always the language, how can this be done better? So that's basically it, guys. So what stress are you going through today? Is it the eustress or the distress? Eustress is good for you, and I will tell you to take that to get extraordinary results. But the distress is bad for you. So you should learn to focus on sales generating activity. Learn to stretch yourself above your comfort zone. Alright, so guys, thank you so much for listening. Now don't forget to share this podcast with your family and your friends and every entrepreneur. And don't forget to tune in and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of my podcast and you are always in tune. I'm going to see you guys another time. Thank you so much.